fill the job openings in our area. And this definitely overlaps with some of the news I was just listening to this morning on WKHM here. But before we get there, a funny story about ghosting in the employment world. This story is from an HR manager, Greg, who had recently hired a young worker. We're just going to call him Adam, all right? That's not his real name. But Adam showed a lot of promise until this happened. The HR manager writes, Adam had last been seen having lunch at his workbench. He was a production worker. Upon which was still sitting on the bench, a half-eaten sandwich and a cup of warm coffee. So his coat was gone. A couple hours later, we started to worry, the HR manager said. We heard nothing from Adam for the rest of the week. Well, he finally made contact, and everything became very clear all of a sudden. He said, you know, he was eating lunch, and he'd been idly checking his lotto numbers on his phone, only to learn that, guess what? He'd won. So he literally pushed back from his workbench, got up, put his coat on, and walked to his mom's house and never came back.
I don't blame him.
Apparently, he didn't have a car, so he probably does now. But so that's an example of the employer was ghosted. Adam had a better deal, and he just simply walked away and left his cup of coffee there. That's kind of funny. This gets us started, Greg, on talking about our topic today, and that is, why is there such a shortage of workers, and what hope is coming? So let's start first by talking about some fast facts from the Michigan Bureau of Labor and Statistics about unemployment here, right here in our state and in Jackson as well. I found some stats on that as well from the state's website. The Michigan unemployment rate as of April was 4.9%. All right. And so there's about 232,000 people in the unemployment system around the state right now. So right here in Jackson, though, there's about there's just over 3,800 people unemployed right here in Jackson. So we already have available workers to fill many of those unfilled jobs, and we see a lot of them in our location as well. So the question begs, like, why is there such a shortage of employees out there to fill these jobs? Well, to help answer that, we turn to a very recent article from a research firm. This research firm is called the Staffing Industry Analyst, and it's a global company that conducts research and analysis on staffing around the globe, as well as, of course, here in the U.S. Now, in their June 15th article, Greg, they identified several barriers. These are important barriers that people have to overcome before re-entering the workforce. And they kind of then offer some hope on the backside of talking about these barriers. Well, one of the first barriers that potential employees must overcome is this ongoing fear and concern about the COVID virus in the workplace. If an employee is not vaccinated for whatever the reason, I'm not going down that rabbit hole, but there's a lot of people just simply aren't. They're not vaccinated yet. They still have a legitimate concern about getting sick in the workplace. So that's a barrier. Another barrier is the shortage of available child care in many communities. This particular barrier makes it difficult to come up with safe and affordable solutions so parents can go to interviews, show up to work, and not ghost their employer if their kids get sick, for example.
That should be coming back.
Should be coming back. Yes, that is some of the hope as well, that's going to be catching back on fire again. So, and of course, there's the barrier of unemployment payments, which I was just listening to on the news as well, coming in here this morning. And, you know, as you've talked about on the radio show here and had other people on talking about it, in Michigan, with the federal boost, the weekly unemployment benefit can be as much as $662 a week, $16.55 an hour is what that translates to. So it's hard for employees who would make less than that while working full-time to justify going back to full-time work. Like, you know, why would we do that? So I understand that. So the question is, what hope is there that these barriers are getting removed? Well, according to the data gathered from the article I was just talking about, there is hope just around the corner. So the first area of hope is that with the COVID virus case rate drastically falling, we've seen it right here in Michigan, for example, not just in the U.S., but also in Michigan, many unvaccinated employees should feel more comfortable returning to work. So that barrier is going to start to get pushed off to the side pretty quickly here if it hasn't already. Another hope to remove these barriers to employment is that with the decline in cases, just like you mentioned a moment ago, Greg, many states are reopening and removing restrictions in the workplace. And so we know tomorrow is a big day for us here in the state of Michigan. But, you know, this coming fall, schools and daycares are reopening and increasing the choices that parents have. So, you know, they can interview and return to work knowing their kids are going to be safe and well cared for. And finally, the big discussion here in Michigan, of course, is that the hope that the federal boost for unemployment will be eliminated long before the official September 6th deadline, when it ends anyways. So ending the federal boost will be very likely provide an incentive for people to reenter the job market. I know there's a lot of discussion in Lansing about this in the media right now, so I'm not going to go into that detail. But all this to say that there is hope that the boost will end soon, if not before, by September 6th, if not before. So, yes, there are barriers preventing people from reentering the workforce. We've heard about those. But there's also some hope that's coming and hopefully coming very soon. So maybe some of your listeners, Greg, are out there and they're owners and small business owners and hiring managers, and they've got openings. If that's them, they can call us. We'll put together a recruiting plan to fill their openings. And if employers, Greg, want to talk to us, they can find us on Facebook, U.S. Staffing Agency, or they come on our website at usstaffingagency.com and reach out to us that way. Our number over on Wisner Street is 787-6150.
So if somebody comes in, Jim, you can, how quick can you get them to work?
Today. We have a whole buffet line of openings that they can choose from.
Really?
Yes. I mean, yeah, if you could put all these jobs on a buffet line, there would be a long buffet. Be like the old country buffet line over there. So, yeah, although that's closed. But, you know, we have a lot of opportunities in many different areas, all within the Jackson County area, well within Jackson County area. So, yeah, not a problem finding people jobs.
So stop by U.S. Staffing.
Anytime.
Thanks, Jim.